in Luke chapter 13, verses 6 through 9, we find a very inspiring story, a very inspiring parable. This is the words of Jesus, Luke 13, 6. He also spoke this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came seeking fruit on it and found none. Then he said to the keeper of his vineyard, "Look, for 3 years I have come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why does it use up the ground?" But he answered and said to him, "Sir, let it alone this year also until I dig around it and fertilize it. And if it bears fruit, well. But if not, after that you can cut it down." And in these few verses here, I believe we can see the heart of the Lord in that he wants, he desires for us to bear fruit. And he wants to give us, to make sure that we have been supplied with all that is necessary, with all the help that we need so that we can bear fruit. And it's so encouraging that even after 3 years, which would be a long time for a tree that's mature to not bear any fruit. And this tree would have been mature. I don't think he came looking for fruit on the tree before it was time. But once the tree was mature, he came looking for fruit, and he found none for 3 years. And so he proposed to cut the tree down. It's just using up space there. It's just using up the ground, and it's a hindrance. And so here we have the keeper of the vineyard pleading for more time, asking for more time, so that he can dig around it and fertilize it. And I think that's the heart of the Lord Jesus, and what the Lord would also, I think the Lord is pleased when we intercede for others and ask for more time, and that so that we can also invest in their lives. Sometimes we have situations where there's just no fruit coming out of individuals, and I think of myself for many years. Just no fruit, and yet the Lord was so patient, and he dug around, he caused it to be dug around the roots, and for a tree to dig around its roots, there at the perimeter of the roots would be very disturbing to the tree. It would be painful, and yet in the end, if the fertilizer is put in, the manure, if you will, and whatever it needs to grow, that will in the end help it to bear fruit. And so, just thinking of my own life and how the Lord dug around the roots and caused and allowed difficult things to come into my life, which then put the nutrients there spiritually that I needed. I'm so grateful for that, and And I believe that's the Lord's heart and his desire for all, is that we would be given all that is necessary, all that is needed for us to bear fruit. And I believe he's pleased when we also dig around and invest more time and effort into situations, so that there is nothing lacking of what is needed to bear fruit. And in this passage here, it doesn't say what the end result was. It doesn't say whether the tree bore fruit or whether it didn't. And it's not important. That's not the important part, because if there was no fruit, then it would have been cut down, and there will be times where there simply is no fruit, and it's time to move on. And yet, this parable is here to illustrate, to show us that God wants us to bear fruit, and he is patient, he's long-suffering, and he will provide what is needed for us. So I'm encouraged by this and blessed by the patience of the Lord, and I'm also blessed and encouraged that we can be like a keeper of the vineyard, as a laborer in the vineyard. We can also help to dig around and put that fertilizer around the trees. And with that, I hope we can be encouraged to press on. Blessings.